Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Murphy's Law states that if you plan an outdoor brunch, your immediate neighbor will start jackhammering as soon as you sit down to eat.
Oh, Murphy's Law, you big jerk. Yesterday I wore a beanie, and today I'm wearing Daisy Dukes. What kind of wacky world do we live in?
Why not both, Heather? Also, why don't people eat sushi for breakfast more often? I know that sounds gross to you, but it seems perfectly fine to me.
Oh, I'm down. My poppies are popping and they're pretty as a picture. Some might proclaim they're perfectly perky.
Have such a good day. Hello world, welcome to Have Such a Good Day, episode 143. This is the show that wants you to have the best day possible, because it's a struggle bus, y'all. I mean, every day is a fresh new hell, and we're keeping it moving and keeping it pause. We're show positive.
I got a spray tan today, Sarah, and now I smell like a creamsicle. And how are you all smelling today?
You know, when I used to get spray tans, which I haven't gotten in a long time, but at one point I liked them so much, you know, I buy like packages. And I lived in San Francisco, which isn't exactly known for, you know, the sunniest weather, especially in the summer months. And yeah, it kind of made me feel a little bit, I don't know, just
you
better.
You feel more alive or something.
Smell like a creamsicle. I mean, it wasn't bad smelling, but it wasn't that.
Well, it's funny because the lady was like, be careful because animals are going to like lick your skin. Like they like the smell. And I'm like, great. They already do that. So I come home and they're all flocking to me. Like, I don't know, maybe they like the taste of creamsicle, but welcome to the show that we like to call cheap therapy, or therapy that won't set you back because you got to laugh so you don't cry. And we try to unpack the absurdity of everyday life, hopefully for your entertainment.
Indeed. Indeed. If you can laugh, even if you cry along with us, because we've done a lot of both on this show.
We're all friends here. Cry if you need to cry.
Yeah. Well, I've done most of the crying, but you know, Heather cries on the inside sometimes, don't we all, yes, this is a fun show. It's a proud show. It's a small but mighty show, and we're small and we're very mighty.
Yet mighty.
Yes.
So what's new, Sarah Lane? Anything new in your life?
Well, see what you're doing there. Life is a series of twists and turns. Some curveballs and some other kinds of balls that are hard to hit.
Please elaborate on those other kinds of balls.
Well, I'm thinking of like fastball, curveball. I don't know. There's like the other baseball things I can't even think of right now.
Yeah, what's the opposite of a curveball? Like if, you know, someone throws you something that's just like, oh, that sucks. Like what's the positive ball?
Well, the curveball is that you think it's going a certain way, but then it curves at the end. And so you think, mm-hmm. you know, you're trying to hit it and you get the wrong angle. But
so what's like a good ball?
But then there's also, I don't know. It's somebody out there. Hey, MLB pitchers, please write us at havesuchagoodday@havesuchagoodday.com and let us know more about the kinds of balls we should
We'd like ball metaphors, hitting. Any kind of ball metaphors that we should know about. Please let us know.
Yeah, like throw something at my body and let's see if I can hit it. You know, why not? You know, I'm not getting any younger. But yes, it has been a... I don't want to talk about Airbnb again because I know I talked about it last week, but we've got folks in here right now. They seem very nice. It's all going well, but we were clamoring to like finish things last week. And when I say we, it's like me and you know, somebody who was helping me clean and somebody who was hanging a television and someone who was doing, you know, just kind of general cleaning up. It was just, you know, it took a village, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I was a little stressed. I was a little stressed about it. I've been here before and I am now here again and everything's okay, but it's,
and there were rats, right?
There have been rats at the house in the past, and
well, you know, don't feel bad because rats are taking over the world. I literally heard a report that like there's more rats today than ever, and I don't know much more than that, but it was kind of scary. I turned the channel.
My pool technician, who visits us once a week, and you know, just kind of makes the pool, make sure the pool pH is up to snuff, and you know, all the things. He had said to me, you know, pretty much everybody, because he services like 40 pools a day. He's a very busy man, and you know, I don't know how many of him are really in the area anyway. But he sees a lot of properties, and he's like, oh yeah, everybody's got a rat problem right now. So I don't really know what's going on with that, but. We're on the other side of the Airbnb thing. We've broken the seal, all is well. But over the weekend, I was kind of sitting around. I didn't do anything of a whole lot of substance. And that was sort of by design. It had been kind of a long week, and it was just sort of nice to hibernate a little bit. But the Grammys were on Sunday, and I hadn't thought about it because the Oscars had just been the previous Sunday. And I've never, you know, they've never been back-to-back Sundays before.
Yeah, through me too.
Yeah, and what was interesting is that I had forgotten, because I'm not really that into the Grammys, but it's something that I'll watch. I'll watch any award show, you know, if I catch it live. But it had been postponed last year. It just didn't happen. So the whole date that had been chosen this year, I don't really know the whole story behind it, but... Obviously, they're playing catch up a little bit, and this was just the right time, which was actually kind of cool, I thought, because I was like, okay, we got Oscars. Oscars were weird, to say the least. Yeah, but that, you know, that happened, and it's like, okay, we got another award show on Sunday, and it crept up on me, and then I was going to watch it, and kind of started to, and was like, eh. I don't know. Are we really into this? And the answer was no, really wasn't, you know? You know, kind of watched the opening monologue and Trevor Noah, obviously from today's show, a lot of you would know him. He was the MC, or at least, you know, I don't know how much he actually did the whole show because I didn't watch it, but I recorded it. I don't know if I'll go back or not, but it was kind of like, oh, you know, all the celebs are here tonight, like so-and-so and so-and-so. And, you know, all of the names that were dropped, like I've heard all of the names. Some of these artists I know fairly well, you know, and I like their music, or I don't, but I at least know them. And, you know, others I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. And I was watching the red carpet, you know, pre-show on E, because they always do that before the official show, which is on network television. I think it's ABC. And, you know, they're, you know, talking to some folks, and they talk to a gentleman whose name is escaping me now. Sorry, country fans. It's not really my genre, but it was like best country song. So they were like, well, congratulations so much for winning this earlier today. You know, I'm like, best country song isn't part of the televised broadcast anymore? That is surprising to me because over many, many years of watching the Grammys, I've always been like, country music category just is the one I know the least about. I don't really know the artists. I usually don't know the songs, you know, but that would, that's a pretty big category, you know, it's like saying best pop song. It's one of those things that's just going to be part of the show. Apparently not this year. So maybe they're trying some new stuff out or have done a little bit more of a deep dive into demographics and figured some things out. But yeah, for the most part, I was kind of like, you know, we could just come back to this and watch something else. And then I just never came back to it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I remember it was some kind of meme about like when they're like SNL is promoting their music guests and you like have no idea who those people are. And so it totally makes you feel old. Well, I got like a New York Times sort of alert on my phone about the Grammys. And I was a little confused that it was this week also. And I don't think I recognized at least two of those names. I didn't. Mm. And you know me, like I feel like I've been fairly hip on music most of my life, and maybe not so much. I've never really been a huge mainstream gal. Like I don't listen to Katy Perry. I don't know much about some of those big musicians, but yeah. I appreciate some of them, but I don't know much about them. And so I'm kind of out of the music world a little bit. It's not that I don't listen, but I mean, for me, like the Grammys is pretty far, far away for me to even care these days, even though, I mean, I care very much about music, but I guess it's just like par for the course, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We all start to gravitate in our lands. There's also a certain amount of, I think I know what you're saying. There's a certain amount of pop music. When you mention Katy Perry, it's like that is a certain genre of music, and I think it's too broad to be like, you know, pop music like Katy Perry. It's like sure, she does her own thing, but you know, it's kind of, I would put Taylor Swift in that genre as well, even though I know that there are a lot of Swifties out there who like come from my head for me even comparing the two. But Olivia Rodrigo, kind of a new, very, very popular, liked her album. I listened to it a couple times last year. I mean, not my favorite type of music, but all good. Mm-hmm. But there's just, I can't keep up. I can't keep up. No, that would be some sort of a job to me. And I'm sorry, but I can't do it.
There's something, I think for me, because I do love a lot of female like pop singers, but a lot of the ones that I gravitate to, I don't know, there's a certain like girliness or something that I don't like about Katy Perry. There's something maybe about the lyrics. It's just very, I don't know, very mainstream. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't feel, I really can't really unpack this right now, maybe for another show, but it is kind of interesting how I don't gravitate to a lot of these. Even though I do appreciate Lady Gaga, I don't really know a lot about like her albums. And I mean, I know a few of her songs, but I don't really follow that stuff. And I'm not trying to act cool, like, oh, I'm so cool, I only like alternative music, but it's just not in my, it never has been that way for me. You know, it kind of ended with like my GNR, my love for Guns N' Roses in high school. And then I kind of went off into this, a bit of an alternative world. But anyway, yeah, didn't watch the Grammys. I know Mike was fielding some questions on Discord last night. It was like crickets because I don't know. Did you guys watch the Grammys? Anyone out there? Please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Let us know what you think. We did, you know, we're glad that there wasn't anything violent that happened. I mean, that's a plus.
It is. Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah. And by the way, if you're like Mike on Discord, if you are a patron of ours, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about that. You can join our Discord. If you like chatting and in between
what
shows,
Mike's talking about.
That's a place where our best and brightest hang out, and we are so lucky to have them, and we'd love more of you if you'd like to join the team.
Yeah, man, please come hang with us. Well, I have a couple quick updates from my realm. from the old Hedeville. For all of you that are at the edge of your seats wanting an update from me, that wacky kind of high maintenance guest who was here for a whole week, I talked about her on the last show. She was very, very nice. She ended up being a real sweetheart and thanked me for all the handholding. But, you know, it was a week. It was a week of, you know, even when she was established here, there were still lots of questions every day. So I was kind of, you know, had to kind of be at her service. But yeah, and I'm pretty close to going rogue on this adopting a dog thing. So please, this is a secret. So do not tell my boyfriend, and he's not listening to the show lately because he's really busy. So I'm not too worried about him hearing me say that, but this is a threat. I am going to get a dog before another year, because I actually was looking at your, it's a mutual friend, but you're closer to her on Instagram, and she has a Chihuahua. I don't know if it's a Chihuahua Terrier, but like, she's really old, and she was running around the yard, and I know she's had some health problems, and she's basically like 19 or something. She's still like just going strong. And trust me, I want Frank, our dog, our current dog, my boyfriend's dog, that I didn't adopt him. He's had him for 15 years, and you know, he's going on 15. And I mean, I was just thinking, I'm like, I mean, he could survive another 4 years, you know? And I'm like, I can't wait that long. Like, I can't wait 4 years to get my own dog.
Oh, and the idea is that you wouldn't want two dogs at once?
Well, my boyfriend doesn't. He thinks it's going to be, you know, hard stressful. For Frank to, stressful. And, he wants his twilight years to be.
That's something to consider for sure.
100%, yeah. But anyway, I'm not saying that I want Frank to keel over, because I don't. I love that little dog. But I just want to go through the you know, I want to go through the process and get my own dog. It's just time. Anyway, so I went through another big birthday celebration this weekend. I feel like it's just like so many birthdays. I don't know about you, Sarah, but I look at my calendar now and I'm like, how did I get this many birthdays that I'm keeping track of? I mean, I don't think I've ever had this many. It's like every single week I'm wishing somebody a happy birthday. And I think, you know, obviously we have,
because you simply can't stop making friends, Heather, and they're all going to have birthdays.
What can I say? I'm popular, Sarah. I don't know what to tell you.
The story about the woman who simply cannot stop making friends.
Well, we had a really big fancy dinner, and there was like 12 people and some new people actually that I met that were such a hoot. They were from Hawaii and just very, I don't know, I can't explain it. You would have loved them too. Just fun to party with, just really kind of just great laughter, you know, just like a totally infectious laughter, just very jovial. And we had a lot of fun, but it was like champagne, white wine, red wine, even port, many courses. And I mean, literally they ordered every single dessert on the menu, and we didn't get our entrees until like 9 p.m. I was in bed at midnight. Oh boy, was I dragging ass the next day. I was, pardon my French, I took at least two naps. I was pretty much laid up this weekend. I mean, I went out to the farmer's market and did a few things, but I was like dragging all weekend. I was just like, I had to cancel my Saturday night plans. I just like, I can't do it two nights in a row. I just like, I laid around. I didn't even exercise. I just like caught up on severance. I was just like really low energy. And I'm feeling a little better today, but I really feel like that night just like knocked me out. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know. I think I'm not used to having such a rich meal like so late at night. I think it would be different if I was doing it in the middle of the day or like early evening, but eating at 9 o'clock and then like going to bed 3 hours later is, I don't know. I just feel like it just doesn't, you don't digest very well that late at night.
Yeah.
And another keen observation that I have made is that in between seasons, I get so weather crabby. I don't know. Sarah, you and I crab about the weather quite a bit. It's either like too damn cold, or I'm complaining about how hot it's going to be wherever I'm going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm planning on going to LA, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. And I planned this trip a couple weeks ago, but I mean, the whole point of the trip was to kind of thaw out, you know, and just like wear some shorts and just be, you know, have like a nice, like warm 78 degree week, mm-hmm. and, you know, lean into it. It's going to be a scorching 95. It's like a heat wave. I'm not joking. Like the actual four days that I'm there, I'm there for almost a week, but the, you know, I land and it's like not as hot, but like maybe let's say high 70s. And then the next 4 days are like 95 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to complain
really hot
about
where
it.
I am as well.
Yeah. I don't want to complain about it, but it's also like, I wouldn't go down there if I knew it was going to be 95 because that's really hot. Like it's going to be hard to do some of the things that I have planned.
Yeah. It's also just early in the year. You know, you think of that as like, oh, I mean, if it's July, then you expect it.
I get
it. If you're going, yeah, like to Southern California, but April is like, could kind of go either way. So yeah, you just got a hot weekend.
Yeah. And you can't control the weather, Sarah. And I wish that we could, but it's funny because sometimes it just really gets me where I'm like, oh man, like you're leaving your place and it's going to be good weather. And then you're going to a place that is where you're going to suffer, even though it's still like in the 40s here. And I'm really over it. Like I'm so beyond over it. Did you hear me, Groundhog? I am over spring already.
It's a lot warmer here, but you're farther north than I am.
Well, I'm like Pacific Northwest. I got to wrap my head around that. But I will say we have tons of flowers. Like, oh my gosh, all of our blossom trees. But it makes me sad when it's cold and they've already bloomed. And then like today it's been raining. So I'm like, well, that ruins the flowers. You know, all these flowers that like bloomed when like it was sunny for a week and then it's cold
again. Yeah, because it's like there's too much weight on them and they fall and.
Yeah, exactly. So there are indeed worse problems in the world, but I'm prepping for my trip and have about, I don't know, like 2 meal reservations a day. And I'm probably just going to drink Aperol spritzes if I'm too hot. So yeah, that's my plan.
It sounds good. It was funny. I felt, especially because, so where I'm recording this for anybody who's keeping track, it's my studio, but it's a garage, and it is sort of subterranean, you know, at least half of it is, and it is never really that hot or that cold. So in some ways that's kind of a good thing, but when it's the dead of winter outside, and I know I don't live anywhere where it snows, it could be so much colder, I know this, but you know, we had some cold snaps over the winter. And if I don't have the space heater running in here like ahead of time before I sit down, you know, to my desk right now where I am right now, I'm very uncomfortable. And I mean, I could be wearing a ski jacket and I'm still like pretty cold. It's just chilly in here. In the summer, it's the exact, is it converse or inverse? Inverse, right? Where I'm
opposite.
Yeah, whatever one it is, I get those two confused. But I'll be in here and I'm just like, oh god, it's like paradise. And then I go outside and it's just like sweat city, you know, just sun beating down, horrible, you know, I feel bad for my dog. So everything somewhere in between that is just the best. And I feel like we're in that mode right now, and it is going to get pardon me, pretty hot later this year. You're like, we're going to get into the 90s by Friday. And that's, you know, that's hot. That's just no matter where you live. I mean, it's a dry heat shirt, but it's still hot. But last night, was it last night or the night before? I don't know. The days all blend together. But I took Otis the dog for a walk at like, I don't know, 6 p.m. or something. It was still light out, but it wasn't early. You know, it could have been extremely chilly. And I just sort of didn't think about it. And I was wearing like a t-shirt and shorts. And as we're walking, you know, it was kind of breezy, but I'm like, oh man, this is perfect. You know, like I didn't need a jacket.
So jealous.
Yeah. I'm not hot, you know, cause that, you know, at certain times of the year, it's like 6 p.m. is like, no, you got to wait. It's too hot still, you know, to do like a real, like a proper walk and, you know, and all that stuff. It was really nice. I feel like I haven't felt that for a while where I was like, okay, I think we're going to bring the flip-flops back out and maybe put the galoshes away. Still might rain. I mean, we have some time for that yet, it's that shoulder season that I really love. And I think
That was what I was hoping for 2 weeks ago when I booked the travel. Cause I was like, oh, it'll be like mid-70s, you know, worst case, like low 80s. I'm like, oh man.
Well, you're just,
anyway, you can't win them all.
Yeah. You're just going to have to get like really, you know, tan and hot.
You know? Oh, I
and
will,
just,
Sarah.
You know, and just so, just like, and just like bring a spray bottle with you everywhere, and just be like, oh, yeah, it's so hot out here. You know, and just kind of lean into it.
I'm gonna call you and just like complain about it, like every yeah. day. So you better
please
answer.
Do. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know I will. Well, speaking of not weather, I was thinking the other day, because I've got, and we all do. I know having an, what I, you know, I'm using my air quotes right now, an internet friend can mean lots of different things. It could mean, I don't know, like, I'm not talking about like dating app stuff at all. I'm talking about just somebody that you're pretty familiar with online. You've maybe met in person, but maybe you haven't. And maybe even sort of like play some sort of a character online of sorts that you that resonates with you. And so it's a whoever's behind the curtain is something that you enjoy. And I, you know, I'm always referencing like, oh yeah, so-and-so internet friend, not like real life friend, you know? And sometimes people go, well, so you haven't met? And it's like, well, no. But I mean, we've been, you know, friends on Twitter for 12 years. It's like they're I think the gray area, you know, has gotten bigger and bigger as far as
totally
what that means. And because and perhaps I'm coming out of the pandemic a little bit. Well, and we're not out of it, but a little bit of like a, oh, we were all just internet friends for quite some time where no one really saw each other, so that's all we were able to do. But I've always felt this way. I know a lot of people, that I would say, yeah, I mean, if I were to have a, I was going to say wedding, like that's not happening anytime soon, but if I were going to have a party where I really wanted like certain people that are cool to attend, it's like some of those people would be my internet friends. And maybe I've never met them before, but I've gotten to know them. And you can do that if you want to. You know, I lovingly talk about our Have Such a Good Day Discord. Perfect example of this. It's like, I mean, some of you, I feel like I kind of get a sense of better than others. But it's like, we're internet friends. I would love to be IRL friends. I'm not totally sure when we're all going to do a meetup, you know, let's make it happen. But but it doesn't like make it harder for me to like you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I've got a there are a couple of pretty well-known Twitter accounts that I think, you know, many folks, it's somewhat regional, but particularly people in the Bay Area would know. And one of those is Carl the Fog. Who's
the
Twitter account, Carl with a K.
I've met that guy IRL, actually.
Well, that person.
Well, so have you.
Yeah, nobody knows who Carl is, Heather. But yes, Carl the Fog is you know, the fog of San Francisco, which is, you know, the fog of San Francisco is pretty pervasive. You can't get away from it, and it can ruin a day real quick.
Yes.
And that's, you know, it's just something where it's like, yeah, that's just, I don't know. It's just clever and funny. You think like, I mean, how much could a fog account tweet? But you know, there's more to it. That's a little bit older, but there's also Darth.
He's actually, he's still going strong, right?
I don't know. I haven't really looked up Carl recently. But Darth, is another Twitter account. Heather, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Darth. Darth is a very elusive creature who I mean, the Twitter avatar is a red panda. So Darth might be a red panda, but, you know, can't know for sure. But OK, you know, that's what Darth identifies with, and is just a very lovable Twitter character who's been around for a really long time. Also goes into hibernation in the winter. For real, like the Twitter account is just like, he's like, bye friends, see you in a while, and then he comes back. And listen, I'm not necessarily saying like, oh, these are two accounts that you would also love, because it's, you know, it's a personal journey, everybody, you know. I'm sort of past the point of like suggesting accounts to other folks, because, you know, who even knows what you like anymore. But it's like, these are very, happy internet things to me. And there's a lot of stuff on the internet that really wears my ass out. And, you know, I just am like, it's not funny. It's stupid. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I hate this guy or girl. You know, like, it's like, there's a lot of that. And you can let that get to you. You know, and that kind of like doom scrolling feeling where it's like you absorb all this like stuff from people that, you know, every time you read something of theirs, you're just like, ugh, you know, like viscerally bad reaction. And I want to do so much less of that. And I think we all should, but again, personal choice. But then there's these other folks who, you know, they're keeping it fun, keeping it light, and maybe even have pointed things to say. It's not that it has to all be about comedy. It doesn't. But yeah, I appreciate those.
Your internet friends.
My internet friends. Yeah. FRENZ friends.
Of course. Of course. You know, it's funny because I feel like I follow some of those, maybe more on Instagram. I'm not much of a Twitter person, as you know, but I remember back in the day doing more of that because when the internet first came about, little kiddies, if you don't remember those days, there was a lot.
How back you going, Heather?
A lot of those sort of early internet meme-y things that there was a lot of those internet personalities. It was, I think for me, like something like Darth harkens me back to those times. You know, it feels to me like the authenticity of early internet, but it still survived.
Early
like,
social networking, I think, yeah, would be, you know, I mean, early internet is like the 80s. Like, we're probably not talking about that, but more, of like when we all started to media, really connect with each other. Yeah. Or want to. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I don't know. I know that the whole idea of getting connections and, you know, following people that you think are doing good work, whether it's, I don't know, like scholarly or funny or whatever, is like, I'm not knocking on that at all, but that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking more about like a person, or who knows? I mean, some of these accounts, like, I don't actually know who's behind it. It could be a situation that I would really surprise me, but, but it's just, it's good,
so
vibes.
Amusing.
It's good.
It
vibes.
Is a good vibe. I totally know what you're saying. You know, maybe I need to make more of an effort to keep up with these people, these whatever they are, the red pandas of the world.
The red pandas,
and,
yeah.
Because, they make me snicker. I need that kind of daily funny. Yeah. Well, send stuff to me that you think is hilarious, and I will very much appreciate it.
Yeah, I will do that. I will.
Thanks, dude. Are you still on the on the old TikTok?
Yeah. I mean, I never post anything. I have like two videos up that I posted like 2 years ago. But it's just I don't know. You know, like I always say, who's got the time? Yeah. The answer is not me.
But it's kind of that amusement. It's a similar amusement.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot. I sometimes just am like, I can't do this right now because it's a rabbit hole that I can't get out of. Mm-hmm. But I've got certain friends who they'll just send me TikTok videos like with there's no commentary. It's just like you just get a TikTok link and like we'll do that for weeks at a time without actually speaking to each other. And that's great. You know, they know what I like. They know what I like.
Yeah.
You know, like pig videos, goat videos, you know, a rabbit that, you know, got stuck in the washer, not while I was going, but just, you know, the rabbit's in the washer, you know, like stuff like that. I have a very,
it never gets old.
I have a very, a strong TikTok lean as content goes. But anyway,
I mean,
that's
how can you get sick of animal videos? I mean, come on. I mean, like a goat, like a baby goat. I mean, that gets old.
And the tippy taps. Like,
I want to hear from you if you think that little baby goats get old. It gets to a point where you're just like, I can't handle any more baby goats. Please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. I want to hear from you. Yeah.
What is your threshold, everybody, when it comes to baby animals? And
cute
also
animal,
if anything that we've been talking about resonates with you, like, oh, you know, I do know, you know, I do have an internet, well, I mean, we're all internet friends, but something along the lines of what I was describing is like, mm-hmm. oh, this is an account that I actually get a lot of joy out of, and I don't mm-hmm. know who or what is behind it. And maybe that doesn't really matter. Is mm-hmm. I'd be interested to hear that too.
Yeah, I feel like I've got something. I have something, but I can't think of it right now. But I also have some more obvious ones that are like on Instagram that, you know, they're people that I know, but they don't do normal Instagram posting. They have kind of this persona. Mm-hmm. They do like a bit, you know, that works for them, you know, and it's like I get a lot of amusement out of them, and I'm not even very close to them. And anyway, so, you know, I appreciate the internet friends. I always have. And I think I need more of them. I need more birthdays to celebrate. I can't get enough, Sarah. So yeah, I would consider myself, and perhaps I would say, Sarah, you're probably along the same lines of not a super high maintenance chick. I get a few things. I get an occasional pedicure and I get my hair highlighted, but I don't get waxed. I don't get plastic surgery. I don't get like all kinds of things. Like I
see what you're talking about. Yeah. So we're on the spectrum.
Beauty.
I would say on the spectrum, you're pretty low maintenance, even though you look great.
Yeah, I would say so.
You look fabulous.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. That's my good genes. But yeah, I definitely feel that it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to go to appointments, and it's so much upkeep, you know? Like I cut my own nails, like I just do a lot of stuff myself while I'm at my desk. I file my own nails while I'm working, that kind of thing. Cause I just can't even imagine, like you're literally doing that like every single day you're going to an appointment. But I wanted to actually, an extremely low maintenance person that I know, she's actually a pretty good friend of mine. She's my gardener. She lives on our property, and she is like just, you know, the epitome of low maintenance. She's very pretty, but she just like gets, you know, she's just got dirt on her. She's just always like doing stuff outside.
Yeah.
She's happy. She's ever gotten a pedicure. Yeah. It's great. I totally admire that. I think it's very cool. She wears her overalls, and it's just, you know, she's just lives a different lifestyle, which I totally respect. You know, and I've dabbled, you know, I dabble in the country life, and I like it. I'll wear some overalls and get dirty, you know, and that kind of thing. I do like to wash my hands a lot, but that's another story. But yeah, I'm got a little bit of a city girl thing going. So I like a little primping here and there if I'm going on vacation. So like I said, I am heading to LA. I'm kind of going for like just a little breather. I finished all of our taxes, estate tax return and 2021 taxes and my own personal taxes. So I'm talking like the business taxes, the estate taxes, and it was a lot. It took many months. I'm feeling pretty good. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself to something, warm weather, some good food, that kind of thing. So my gardener, who I was just speaking of, said, well, why don't you get a spray tan? And I was like, I thought coming from her, it was so random. I'm like, do you do that? Is that, that's weird.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
And I was just sort of like, I don't know. I got to do some research because that seems really involved. I've never gotten a spray tan. I mean, as far as I can remember, I just haven't. And I used to, when I was younger, I felt like I had a tan. Like I was outside a lot. You know, I played tennis. I did a lot of outdoor activities. And then I moved to, you know, cities like Paris and San Francisco, where I just didn't get that kind of sun exposure. And so I got paler, even though I have like kind of a base of like olive skin. But citizens of LA, consider this a warning. I will be blinding you with my white legs that are not as white because I did just get a spray tan. I'm pretty excited about this. I think that it's going to help a lot with the, you know, the blinding skin factor. And so, yeah, so after much like research and waffling whether, you know, I was going to do it or not, I wasn't totally sure. You know, it was like sort of like less about beauty for me. I'm not like looking to like show myself off and like have people think I'm pretty or whatever. It's more just not wanting my skin to go into shock when it enters this like, you know, 7 days of sunshine.
Right.
So maybe better to ease in with some base color, that kind of thing. But, you know, made me think about the things that we do for beauty. And I really applaud the women who do this stuff all the time. I mean, maybe they don't really have a, I don't know, maybe, I mean, I'm not I don't want to judge, you know, maybe they don't have a job or whatever, but they have more time on their hands. But, you know, I'm standing there. So I go to this place I'd never been before, standing there vulnerable, naked in this weird tent thingy while this stranger evaluates my body. And we discuss like our plan of action, and she directs me like I'm on a set, you know, it's like the spray is like freezing cold and the whole thing. And I'm like, and then the whole thing, you know, it doesn't take that long. It was like 15 minutes to 30 minutes, but it was still something that felt really involved. It felt time consuming and high maintenance.
And you never had a spray tan before?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
I don't think so. And the thing is, what I don't like about it is all that has to go into it. You really have to prep, you know, so I don't know if I will report back if I really love it, because I hear that it makes a big difference. It makes you feel healthy and blah, blah, blah. And you're glowing. But I just don't know if I would want to go through this like all the time, because you have to exfoliate. You have to make sure you shave in advance. You really have to think ahead of all of these things. And so, you know, we go through the whole process, and it's funny. I'm standing on these little like sticky things, and, you know, we go through the process, and she's like, okay, so you can't wash your hands all day today. And I'm like, okay, how is that possible? No showering for 24 hours. And then when you do shower, you can't use bar soap. You can't use this soap. You can't use that soap, not this brand or that brand. And you just have to pat yourself dry. You can't wear bra or underwear, and no socks, please. So my feet are like freezing cold. And, you know, don't let the rain get on your feet, because it was raining today. Oh, and no lotion, no deodorant, no long hot showers. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'm going to write all this down. Meanwhile, when I leave and I'm finished and I pay her, you know, it's 45 degrees and raining out, and I'm wearing flip-flops, no bra, a long raincoat, and a beanie. And I go to the bank, and another important appointment, looking like a total freak. I mean, who wears flip-flops when it's pouring rain and like 45 degrees out, and a beanie at the same time? So I'd like to hear from you guys. What do you insist on suffering for when it comes to beauty? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
And by the way, so I am no stranger to spray tans. In fact, I was I was a bit of a spray tan addict for a while, because I'm very fair. I can get tan naturally, but I have to work at it. And yeah. I have way too much history of skin cancer in my family. It's not happening anymore. Like with that, we're not doing that anymore. And, you know, so, but I also, I'm like you, it's like, I feel better when I have a little color, but it's so relative, right? I mean, you either don't feel like people look better if they're naturally, you know, fair Caucasians, you know, who are getting tanned, but you know, you go to, I don't know, Southeast Asia, and it's like everything marketed to particularly younger women is skin lightening creams, you know, and everybody's trying to, you know, cover their face, you know, umbrellas, gloves. I mean, it's you kind of go like, wow, it's crazy, you know, it's so crazy how it's like people just really want to chase a thing that they can't do naturally.
Yeah,
and a spray tan is a, you know, it's a fairly innocuous version of what I'm talking about.
Sure.
But yeah, it's like wearing makeup. I feel that way as well. It's like, why do people contour their cheeks? Well, I don't know, but you know, depending on who you are, you might think, yeah, like there's a little bit of a confidence thing going on. But
sure.
Yes, the spray tan life. I used to do fairly regularly, and I went to a variety of different places. Some of them were automated. Some of them, you know, like somebody actually physically sprays you down in the tent, like kind of what you're talking about, I think, you know, where you're just like, look at my naked body. You know, you can wear a bathing suit if you want
to. I'm glad I shaved.
But whatever. Yeah, right. But yeah, it's odd. And yes, I had varying results. Always looked great at first. Smelled kind of weird. You know, for like 3 days, I would look amazing. And then I'd start to be like, uh-oh. You know, because, you know, skin exfoliates naturally, no matter what you do.
Yeah. You got to take
gonna
a shower happen. At some point.
Yeah. It's just going to happen. So anyway.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like,
if you're not familiar with spray tans, hopefully this is a window into a brand new world.
Indeed. Yeah. I think for me, it's like, I want to bottle the feeling of being away and vacationing. And I think this is sort of like a way for me to expedite that feeling, you know?
Sure.
It's like feeling like I'm on vacay, you know? And I do. I mean, I feel like I'm a little more golden, and I'm ready to get on the plane.
Well, I am happy for you, Heather. Thanks, I really am. I think you're going to have just the funnest time ever.
I hope so.
You know what else is fun? What else is fun for us, perhaps the most fun that we can at least talk about on the show, is getting new patrons. And we did get a new patron. We got a new patron, Daryl S. Daryl is a new patron. Also, we always like to shout out folks who upped their pledge, and Chris B. upped their pledge. So, Daryl and Chris, here's to you. If you are listening to the show right now and you're already a patron, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support. If you're not, don't have to be. You can always get the show for free. Might have some ads in it. The Patreon version of the feed will always strip out ads, and you can get extra perks like joining our Discord at the $5 per month and up level. But if you'd like to know more about that, patreon.com/havesuchagooddayis where you find out.
Well said, Sarah Lane. You know, we got an email from Jean-Francois, who's actually emailed us before. I love that, like, quarterly we get, like, a, you know, check-in from him. But he said,
Jean-Francois.
Hi, Sarah and Heather. I found my favorite Wordle alternate so far, and it's called Gordle, G-O-R-D-L-E. Ooh. The goal is to find the five-letter last name of a hockey player. The game title is a nod to so many old-timey hockey players named Gord. My go-to start is Toews, T-O-E-W-S, for Jonathan, who's the current captain of the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm tempted to try and find one with more vowels, but so many hockey players have wacky names filled with K's, T's, and Z's. Also, Lemieux, which is the French version of Wordle, has a French layout, Azerty, like QWERTY, but Azerty on the keyboard, A-Z-E-R-T-Y. And it's the worst. But then again, it seems like nobody is on the same page in the Francophony. We, you know, in Canada, they use QWERTY, like we use, with a Q, starting with a Q, and they use Azerty in France. In Belgium, and the Swiss use QWERTS, Q-W-E-R-T-S. What the F? Love from Quebec. Okay, I have a few things to say about this. First of all, thanks for writing in, Jean-Francois. This is so interesting because I did go through a stint, like, watching a lot of hockey because someone who was in my life, and I don't think I could begin to play this game. I think if you're a hardcore hockey player, and I do know some, it sounds really fun, but I only know like a couple names, so I think it wouldn't be good for me. But I will say I have started, Sarah, and I haven't even told you because you and I go back and forth on at least two of our scores of two different Wordle games, and that's just the plain Wordle and the Quirtle with a Q, which is the four quadrants, which I find really, really fun. But over the weekend, Sarah, I tried Crosswordle. Crosswordle. Oh, have you checked that out?
No,
I
mean, never even heard of it.
These versions just come out of the woodwork. I'm like, what the heck? Like, people are just like furiously programming these games like overnight, and they just like pop up on the internet. It's a pretty fun one. It's similar to Quirtle in the sense that it's a bunch of different quadrants, but you're also solving kind of like a crossword puzzle at the same time as you're, you know, guessing your five-letter words. It's pretty fun. You should check it out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty much, you know, Wordle is like, you know, I wake up, I start my coffee, put my contacts in, do my Wordle, and then I'm done. I mean, it depends on
what time
I get up. But yeah, I'm, you know, it's that's my deal. Quirtle, which is the Q-U-O-R-D-L-E, I enjoy. And I tend to, like, if I've got an evening where I'm like, okay, most of my work is more or less done here. And, you know, I might turn on the TV and, you know, half pay attention or something. You know, I'll do my Quirtle for a little bit because it takes a little bit longer. But yeah, I don't know how much more I could take on personally, but I love the fact that people are getting extremely creative, especially in the hockey verse. I know somebody who would actually be really, really into Wordle because she loves hockey and happens to live in Canada. Not that that matters, but she does. And I think she would get a kick out of this, but I think she probably has already heard of it.
And by the way, my friend Jamie was the one that mentioned this crosswordle. And I have her to blame because I already have three Wordle games going every day.
Yeah.
Plus Words with Friends, plus the New York Times crossword puzzle, plus the New York Times spelling bee. I mean, I you know, I like it with idle moments. Like I like it when I'm just in between things because I am a pretty busy person. But it is like a nice little break when I'm like, ah, I just need to like look away from my computer. Mm-hmm. I'll go to my window seat, get on my phone and just kind of look at another gadget. Anyway, Sarah, it's great to see you. And
well, it's great to see you too, Heather. Always a pleasure.
Always
a pleasure. Yeah, it really is. It's been a fun, interesting week, very eventful. Even though I felt I finished telling you guys just a few minutes ago, like, I didn't know what happened, but yeah, a lot of things happened. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how interesting it is to anybody else, but,
I know what happened.
I think, okay, Heather, calm ya, cool ya jets. Cool yo jets. That'd be a story for another time. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, but I think so.
But, I think I might get off the horn now and perhaps take a drive out to the ocean.
Sounds real nice.
And run the pup around. Yeah. I haven't been out there in a minute. And yeah. So
well, while you're doing that, I'm going to freeze my toes off until I get down to SoCal.
All right.
All right. Burn my butt off. But in the meantime, I will remain Heather.
And forever. I will be Sarah forever. Doesn't really work as well as Heather, but whatever. I will be. I'm not going to change my name. All right, everybody. See you next week for episode 144. Keep on keeping on. Hang in there, everybody. And we will talk to you soon. Have such a good day.
Late.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.